Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Schreier is here. James Schreier is what his mama named him, is here. He's a friend of our friend, Joel Barker. Joel referred him to us, so that's good enough for us. And he is a management consultant. He's helped lots and lots of professional managers manage their business and train their people and bring people on board. He's got a brand new book out called Audition for Your Next Job. It's a career advice book. And he's our new friend, Jim Schreier. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you, sir.
I tell men that when they publish a book, it's as close as we'll ever come to birthing a baby.
I agree.
Can you relate?
Absolutely. I agree with that completely.
So tell us about some of the things that you do, that you've done as you've spent years, probably decades in the marketplace. What has your career shown you about the evolution of managing people, bringing them on board and training? What would you say your perspective is after all these years?
I think the biggest perspective I would have to that question is that it's much more complicated than a lot of us like to portray it as.
Yeah.
I have a favorite quote that says, management today is where the medical profession was decades ago when all it took to be a doctor was to be a pharmacist.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to say, well, here's three simple ways to motivate people. There aren't three simple ways to motivate people.
Right.
It's a very complicated thing. And we haven't yet made management the profession it should be in terms of requiring training. And I'm not saying everyone has to be certified to be a manager. But we do know that there's a big difference between people who think they know how to manage and people who know how to manage.
So you're saying if you ask 100 people what a professional manager is, you get 100 different definitions.
Probably.
Yeah. I agree with that. And a lot of small business owners start a business and they don't know anything about managing. They don't know anything about management. And they wind up doing it because it's kind of, in some ways it's intuitive, right? In some ways it's math. Some ways it's just behaving yourself and treating people right. In some ways it kind of falls together, but that's sort of what I think my dad would call a shade tree management, right?
Mm-hmm. And I think you mentioned a key thing that a lot of it centers on treating people right.
Yeah. Yeah, and most people I think want to do that, but that's not professional management. That's not
right.
That's not a person who knows who has communication training, who has fundamentals in finance and things like that. That's what professionals are able to do. What do you think? So now let's move over to an area that you spend a lot of time on. And that's helping people bring the right people on board. What have you seen there?
Well, the biggest thing I've seen there, which is actually positive, is there's finally been some significant movement towards making decisions about hiring people based not just on what they have, their skills and things, but on what they've accomplished. So they really are working more on what a lot of us call performance-based hiring. So instead of just asking our favorite bad questions,
right?
Because we got asked our favorite bad questions,
right?
We're asking people more about what they really accomplished in their last job, because ultimately the best predictor of future performance is past performance.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've been fortunate enough to have learned from some of the best, and I've been fortunate enough to have trained thousands of managers in better hiring techniques.
So are you saying don't ask people what they've done in the past, where they've worked in the past? You can read that. You're saying ask them what have you accomplished during those 10 years? Is that what you're saying?
So, you know, very simply, what I would ask almost every person I interviewed as one of my very first questions is, tell me about your most significant accomplishment in the last year.
Yeah. Huh.
That's going to tell me what they can do. That's going to tell me who they've done it with, particularly if I do some probing and don't just jump into my next terrible question like, tell me about yourself, or what's your strengths, and
mm-hmm. if you were a tree, what kind of a tree would you be? Right?
Yeah, you go. There you go. absolutely bizarre questions that get asked.
I think some of the folks, younger folks, and when I say younger, I don't just mean 20s, but maybe under 50, which is young to me. Jim, I think they might rather you ask them about the tree than to ask them about their performance.
That's correct, and that's one of the major reasons that drove me to put this book together and put together the other things that I've done with a website and stuff to provide mm-hmm. career advice, because I like to focus on helping people be prepared to answer questions like that better. Even if they get asked what kind of a tree they'd be, they have a better accomplishment-based answer to that question instead of coming up with some bizarre, I have no idea how to answer this type response.
Right. And so as a manager, though, what would be a good answer to something like that? As the person doing the hiring, what would be a good answer to something like that?
That's a good one. And I talk about developing answers to questions like that. If I were asked the tree question, I think I would say that...
No, I don't mean the tree question. I mean the accomplishment.
Okay.
The accomplishment question.
I would talk about one of my most significant accomplishments within the last 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
So in the last year, I was challenged to develop a new social marketing campaign.
Right.
This is what I did.
And break? Would you want them to break it down? And tell me how you broke it down? Would you make them go into that and talk about their thought process? Maybe get a view into their problem solving capability.
Absolutely. How did that project get assigned to you? What were the first steps you took? Who was involved? What did you do next? What
was it successful?
Yes.
Right? That's another good one.
Be prepared to answer those kinds of questions.
When we come back after these messages, we're gonna flip it around on the other side of the desk. Jim Schreier is here. His new book is called Audition for Your Next Job. Jim, tell us how they can find it.
It's available on my 212 Careers website right now.
All right, say that again.
212-careers.com.
Okay, so check it out, folks. We're quite right back. More to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.